Maybe I had you up a little bit louder than I thought.
That was intense.
Dang. Oh, well. Yeah, throwing my coffee count off.
Yep.
I had to call your ass out on it, too.
Kirkland Cold Brew Colombian Coffee.
I had to tell you the other day. Jeez, I can't talk to you. Are you sure you want to do a podcast today?
Well, get it together, Christopher.
Jeez, we were just talking for, 30 minutes? And
I know.
Now I can't even say anything. The other morning, less than a week ago, I drank one of those. I woke up earlier, drank one. I'm like, I'm going to drink another.
Really?
Yeah. So I had two of them.
How'd you feel?
Fine. But you know how many milligrams of caffeine is in that, right?
I don't know. Probably a good amount.
225.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
A C4 has less than that.
Really?
C4 has 200.
Oh, yeah, right here. 225 per can.
Well, ain't that. And that's only a 12-ounce can, too. A C4 is a 16-ounce can.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife was giving me shit. I was going to buy a C4 because it sounded... I wanted something with flavor. Because most of the time, all I drink is coffee and water.
Yep.
That's all I drink is coffee and water. I wanted something different, so I was going to get a C4.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. I'm like, why?
I had a hankering for a Diet Red Bull the other day.
Yeah, like sometimes you just get this craving, like I want something. I'm going to tell you right now, Monday, I'm getting a fucking C4. Because if I'm not going to get it today, I'm going to be craving it tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm going to crave it again on Monday.
Yep.
And guess what? She's not around on Monday.
There you go, Chris.
I apologize to all the listeners for my cussing. So what I did get, so I had to go to PM.
Horrible decision.
No, that's a great decision.
Oh my gosh, it's gross.
It's getting rid of my craving.
Okay, I hear you.
I'll drink like 7 glasses of water after this now.
Yeah.
I went to PM because I need to get some tomato sauce for some chili I'm making for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. Perfect weather.
Mm-hmm.
Not real chili though. It's California chili.
Yeah.
So. Sorry.
It's got beans in it.
Fucking beans. One can. That's it. I'm not putting any more
than
one can of goddamn beans in it.
I hear you.
2.5 pounds of ground beef, though. But they had some cactus cooler for $1.49. Like, you know what? I was going to get a Dr. Pepper.
And so what flavor is that?
It's orange and pineapple.
It's flavor of sugar.
Well, yeah, it's 39 grams of sugar.
I still have the sugary taste on my palate. It's weird.
I honestly might. What I should have done was poured what I have in here, like a little bit, and then just poured a regular sparkling water over the top of it.
Oh.
Just to thin it out.
That would have helped. It
probably would have been better.
That would have helped.
I might do that for later just to get some flavor.
It reminds me of, so I grew up in Rockland, and there was a Kmart and an Albertsons in the same shopping center close to my house. And we'd ride our bikes or skateboards up there. And we would get a soda out of the RC machine.
Yep. They had RC right next to the cactus cooler.
And I don't remember what flavor RC it was, but it was something like a pineapple or mango soda something.
It probably was this.
It probably was.
It was probably the cactus cooler because literally this is right next to the RC cola.
Oh, my goodness. It literally brought me back 32 years.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I actually have been, I did an experiment. Well, I shouldn't say an experiment. I knew what I was doing, but my wife didn't believe in me. A couple weeks ago,
okay,
we have a lime tree in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, let me take some limes and we can make our own soda.
Yeah.
And my oldest was like, what? So we took the limes. I peeled the rind off the lime.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in five times fast. I put it in a container and I poured sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put in the refrigerator, let it sit overnight. Well, the sugar extracts the oil from the rind and basically makes liquid gold, right?
Yeah.
And so you can take a little bit of the lime juice and put it in there, but the lime juice gives the sourness. It actually is, so it helps a little bit, but what you do is you take some of that sugar out, pour it in a cup, and then put sparkling water over the top, mix it together, and you make your own soda.
Wow.
So you can do it with like lemon and lime or like orange. You can make your own orange soda.
Wow.
Super good.
Tastes good?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Wow. Okay.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So you just need I mean, we have had a shit ton of limes. So
yeah,
I think I did 9. I think I peeled 9 limes.
Do you have any more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to take a couple when I go home.
Oh, yeah. They're on the tree still.
Okay. I'm going to go get a couple.
Yeah.
So I have a confession.
Uh-oh. Do I need to put my collar on? As no, a ordained minister over
no,
here?
No, no. It's not that kind of, bad. It's not bad, that kind but of it's confession? Not confession. It's not that bad, but it's bad. Because I hate to admit it to you. This oh. is the problem.
Hold on. Is this firearm related?
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
What else am I going to give you shit about lately? I don't. Oh, I guess
so. Everybody knows that I'm a brand.
Oh, owner. Yes, yes.
And I like what I like. And lately, the past few nights, I go to turn the sprinklers on just for a couple minutes at night before I go to bed. And it's dark outside. So I need a flashlight. And I gotta admit, I've been going for the O-lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I I've got 3 of them. And I really, really like them.
Dude, they're...
I'm not saying it's replacing, but I am on the O-light bandwagon.
Do you have one that has the wireless charging yet?
Yeah.
Magnetic charger?
Yeah, so I have that one.
Okay.
And that's the one that I use. It's got a couple different settings. And it's small. It's probably 1.5 inches, maybe 2 inches.
What's cool is because they have a lot of different flashlights that use that same charger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have a weapons light mm-hmm. that uses the same one.
Okay.
I also have a, which I actually probably should charge that now that I think about it. I have a 2500 lumen
yeah.
flashlight that I use.
Yeah.
That also has it.
Yeah, that's the black one that you have, right? Yeah.
Okay. I pulled that one out the other day. And it was dead. I was like,
Oh no.
Yeah,
I was using, the one that I have for work. It's a Streamlight and, I went to go use it and it was working. And then about halfway through the time of use, it died.
Yeah.
I
sucks when that happens.
I got on a routine of charging it, at the end of my work week.
Yeah.
But then I didn't, and that flashlight lasts probably close to a month.
Yeah.
And I use it every day, but it lasts.
Yeah.
But the point of my confession is I'm really liking Olight.
They're so good.
They are.
They're so nice. I actually want to try, I want to get one of their optics.
Yeah.
One of their
those just pistol came, optics,
they just came out,
right?
Like okay. about a year ago.
Okay. So they've probably worked through any potential bugs.
Yeah. Yep. What I think is cool is they have wireless charging on them.
Yeah.
You don't have to replace a battery. You don't lose your zero. You put the hood over the top of it and it charges it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I've seen them online, haven't seen them in person.
Yeah.
But what I really like about Olight, just comparing it to Streamlight, I feel like they're made similar or equal in quality. But the prices, I mean, I haven't looked up the prices in, I don't know, it's probably been over 6 months. But I feel like the last time that I compared pricing to equal flashlights, they're roughly half the price.
Yeah.
What do you think the reason for? Is it just Olight hasn't been around as long and is trying to...
Probably manufacturing costs.
Okay.
Honestly, Olight's a Chinese brand.
Yeah.
I mean, they're made in China. I mean, honestly, Streamlight's probably made in China too.
I know.
But they probably established more as American-based.
Yeah.
And... have had that cost. I mean, there's also warranties too that they have to cover.
That's true.
That makes a difference.
Well, I told you my Olight warranty story.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean, the lady had like 2 questions for me and she's like, I'm not going to make you jump through the hoops. What's your address? I'm going to send you a new one.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think They probably, Olay probably also is not making as much of a profit overall because it's, they probably understand where they sit in the market.
Yeah.
And sure. They're okay with it.
Yeah. No, you're it's totally
not,
right.
They're not, they're just trying to get market share at this point.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, no, you're probably totally right. But the customer service aspect of it was killer. A couple months ago when I went through that. And then, like I said, just the quality of Olight comparing it to Streamlight, it's right there.
Yeah.
It really is.
I agree.
And I'll be the first to admit that it's just as good.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't think I was going to ever hear you say that.
No, I know. But it's just one of those things that, like, you got to give credit where credit's due.
Yep.
And I think I'll still continue my obsession with Streamlight. but there is a new headlight that I would like to purchase. And I'm on the fence, to be honest, going from Streamlight to Olight. I don't know which one I'm going to pick.
I don't know. Olight's headlights are, most of them are basically just a light that fits in
into a clamp.
Correct. I don't know if I like that or not.
What would be your reasoning on not liking it?
I like a dedicated headlamp. At least the headlamps that I like. The headlamp that I want to say it's Black Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Black Diamond headlamps are the ones that I've always gotten before.
And I feel you and I think we've had this conversation before, and what was it called? Black Diamond. They were fairly inexpensive.
Correct.
Comparing it to the
It depends on which one you want. Because they have a whole bunch, but you can go, I mean, they have one here, 300 lumens, $25.
Okay. Yeah, 500 lumen for $79, 450 for $64.95.
Yeah, I mean,
400 for $52.
I mean, they have a run light, like a super lightweight one for, you know, $70. I mean, they have options.
Yeah.
I just don't like, so I'm looking at Olights, and the only one that they have that is like an actual light permanently on it has the battery pack separate. And I am not a fan of that, to be honest with you.
The battery pack separate. Okay.
Yeah. So they have like the lights here and there's a battery pack on the side and there's a cord that goes through. I don't like it because that cord can get caught up on stuff. It's nice because the weight's not all in the front there.
Yeah.
And it looks like the battery is a rechargeable battery that you can take off and on.
Okay.
Which is cool. But I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of, because let's be honest, with a removable light, you are going to remove it and then it's going to get lost.
Correct. Like my current situation with my sunglasses.
Correct. Or
when you can't find them.
Or, you know, a kid is going to take it.
Yeah.
Like when your money clip, when you first got it.
Yep. Money clip goes missing. Yeah. My work flashlight went missing the other day.
Yeah.
And my littlest daughter has this new obsession of putting everything in a backpack. And it's funny because our middle daughter, your second,
your daughter,
third child.
Yeah.
She had the same obsession with having a backpack. And so I asked her, I go, have you seen my flashlight? And she goes, oh, it's in my backpack. And I go, great. Yeah. I need it. And it was like 20 minutes gone by. I'm like, she doesn't have it. She's not going to find it. And then she ends up bringing up my flashlight. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of having it come out to use it for something else. But let's call a spade a spade. It's going to come out.
Yep.
And it's not going to, I think personally, I honestly wouldn't pick either one of those for a headlamp. Yeah. I wouldn't pick either company. I would go with a Black Diamond.
Yeah.
They that is like their bread and butter is headlamps.
Okay.
Like they have battery packed ones, they have kid ones. They have, and I want to say mine is like a 350 lumen and I absolutely love it.
Now my next question is, since you have yours, do you know where it is?
Yeah, I actually have two.
Okay. Black Diamond ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like to try it on.
It's just a single strap. That's what I like about them. They're simple.
Yeah, I'm looking them up fancy. Right now, and they do. You're right. They look simple.
Yeah, so that's what I would say even more. Don't go where you have the strap here and the one that goes over the top.
No way. No, thank you.
You go simple, just across. And yep. The reason why, because I know you too, sometimes you don't wear a hat, right? Mm-hmm. So you can put it on.
Yep.
If you wear a hat, you can put it over your hat, or you can put it on and still put your hat underneath over it and have it on. Yep. So there's multiple ways.
No, you're right.
So that's what I would do. Okay. I mean,
no, this is great. Thank you for this. And additionally, with if I were to go Olight or Streamlight for the headlight, and then it goes missing,
yeah,
I'm going to be more upset about it, mm-hmm, rather than a $37 mistake.
Correct. I mean, you could even get the 300 lumen, and you'd probably be fine with the 300 lumen. Yep.
No, you're totally right. And what I would need this for is pitch black anyway. So 250 or a 300 lumen isn't the brightest, but it's going to work for what I need it for.
You're basically, all you need is your space in front of you.
Yep, that's it.
That's all it is. They're great for camping.
Yes. Like,
it's honestly, in all honesty, I think you'd be better off, because you're probably willing to spend $50.
I am.
You're better off buying two 300 lumen ones,
yep,
keeping one in the trailer,
yep,
and keeping one in your bag when, yep, you go camping, that kind, yep, of stuff.
Yeah, no,
or you're not right. Camping, but go do something else.
Yeah.
Because when you're camping, you have the trailer most of the time, mm-hmm, and you can throw it on. Mm-hmm. And like, say you get to campsite late and you have to put the jacks down. You throw that on, you can do it. It's you're so right. much easier.
No, you're totally right.
I'm always right.
You're always right. That's because your wife's not here. So today's episode.
We're doing an episode?
No. I mean, no. Well, I'm just going to mention it, and then we can go ahead and continue the rant. Today's episode is based on something that you started this morning.
Oh, God.
That I had the thought of two nights ago when I was talking to my boss about what my meal was going to be for next week for work. That took a spin and said, well, why don't we do family dinner at work? And so now it's this thing.
Nice.
But I'll let you go first, since you have already started it. What did you make this morning for dinner tonight?
Oh, well, it's nothing fancy.
No, but it is, because I tried it, and what I tasted something that I thought came out of a bottle for an addition to.
Yeah, no.
But it wasn't.
No.
It was not out of a bottle. It was made by you.
No, I did California bean chili fucking bullshit. It's not real chili. I didn't have a slab of meat, unfortunately, that I could smoke and chop up and cube up. So I had to put beans in my chili, which is not. The weather is, so my oldest had a swim meet, yep, this morning.
Yep.
And it was raining, which is fine with me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just put a rain jacket on.
We had soccer this morning and we were drenched.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I was dressed appropriately.
I had a pop-up tent and didn't even stand underneath it, and it was fine. But I got back and I'm like, man, what am I going to make for dinner? I'm like, oh, I'll make chili.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed a couple of things of ground beef. I didn't have any sausage, unfortunately. So I'm like, I'll make a California version.
Yeah.
I won't make a real Texas, not something that I actually pride myself into making. I'll make a cheap batch.
Well, I have to commend you on your cheap batch because it tasted great.
And I haven't even tasted it yet. Tasted it.
I did. I couldn't wait. You said I just put this on 20 minutes ago, and I said, I don't care.
Yeah.
So my little trick of the trade that I've done when I make my chili is, half a bottle of barbecue sauce. I'm not
Half a bottle?
Half a bottle.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Half a bottle. And I...
A big bottle or a little bottle?
Just the... Whatever.
A standard size bottle?
Standard size.
Damn, that's still a lot.
And I don't know. Gosh, it's been probably close to 10 years that I've been making it like this. And I tasted yours.
Yeah.
And what was the first thing that I asked you?
Did you put barbecue sauce in this?
Yeah. And you didn't.
No.
But you put all of the ingredients.
One other thing that I was thinking about. Do you put, tomato sauce in yours?
I'm guessing.
Do you put tomato paste in yours?
I have.
Okay.
Because
maybe that's the other thing too, because I... So what I made to make it taste like you thought it tasted like barbecue sauce. So I put ketchup in it.
Okay.
More for the sugar content than anything.
Yeah.
Because I was going to put brown sugar in it. But I'm like, let me put the ketchup in it because the cans of tomato sauce I had, I only got two small cans.
Okay.
I kind of wanted a little bit more tomato in it. So I did that more for both the tomato and the ketchup.
Yeah.
I did some liquid smoke because I didn't want to throw it on the smoker. Mm-hmm. I should have. And then I did some washer sister sauce.
There you go.
I just had to say it that way.
Yep.
And then I did do tomato paste too. That could be a little bit of the difference.
I mean, if you were to take all of those liquid ingredients and put them together, it would be a cheap knockoff barbecue sauce.
Oh, easily.
And you nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. The only thing on a personal level that I would like. And I wouldn't do it because of my kids would want to eat it and whatnot. I would put a lot more pepper in it.
Well, I haven't even tasted it yet. So I'm letting...
I would say that's the only thing that's missing, but that could be in your own bowl type of thing.
Well, and I have I was going to let the flavors marinate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the tomato, with adding the tomato paste, you kind of want that to soften up and all that because it was... canned tomato paste.
Yeah. Which is thick as heck.
Yeah. It's not the same as the tomato paste that I used with like my Italian dishes. It's a different type of tomato paste.
Okay.
But I was going to let that kind of break up because it'll help thicken it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, I was going to let all those flavors marinate together.
Oh my goodness. You nailed it.
Yeah.
And then you completely nailed it.
And then my one can of beans in there.
Yeah.
Dark kidney beans. It's the only bean I'll use in that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
I think it holds up better to the chili.
Okay.
And gives you the texture because I'd prefer doing like a chuck roast, like cooking or barbecuing or smoking a chuck roast and then cubing it up.
Yeah.
I think it gives a similar texture to it.
Okay.
So, but that's the only bean that I would use. Maybe a garbanzo. Maybe.
You know, I actually, with the amount of cooking that I do, I don't know the difference with beans.
Really?
Yeah.
Garbanzo, to me, in a chili, doesn't really adapt the flavors as much as a kidney bean would.
Okay.
Kidney bean actually takes on the flavor a little bit more. The garbanzo bean doesn't really take on the flavor as much.
Okay.
And when you bite it, it's, I don't know. It works. It can work. Garbanzo beans, I think, are better in a chicken chili.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, chicken chili.
Mm-hmm. And chicken chili can have beans. That's okay.
Why is that okay?
Because it's not Texas chili.
Oh, here we go. Battle against the states.
Yeah. No. Texas chili does not have beans, and that's the real chili, FYI.
Okay.
But a chicken chili can have beans in it. That's okay. Fine.
it's interesting. I don't usually like beans, but in the chili, I'm okay with it.
What beans do you usually put in your chili?
Like a black bean.
Just black beans?
Yeah, I think so.
You should put a kidney bean.
Kidney bean. I think I've done kidney beans before.
You got to get the dark ones though. Don't get the light. Don't get the light red.
They're like a dark purple.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Don't get the light red kidney bean. You want to get the dark red kidney
bean.
There is a difference. Big difference.
Do you know the difference?
Yeah. You can look at the difference. You can taste the difference.
That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can taste the difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
another, so I don't even think I introduced this episode. We're talking winter time meals / soup. Okay. And one of the things that I have not brought up to my wife yet, that I want to, I've kind of taken over the cooking over the last 10 years or so. Intermittently, she'll throw a meal in where it's like that. I want to make it.
But isn't her like specialty stews and soups?
Yeah. And so one of the thing that I want her to make, whether it's homemade or not, I don't really care. But chicken noodle soup.
Okay.
But she has a recipe where she takes biscuits in the raw form and sets the dough.
So like dumplings.
Dumplings. Yeah. So chicken and dumplings.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't call it traditional chicken and dumplings because she's got her own like twang with it. But chicken and dumplings.
You gotta make your chicken noodle soup from scratch though.
I know.
And so much better.
And that stemmed from her mom making it a handful of years ago. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And then she's like, oh, I can make this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she was done in 22 minutes. I'm like, your mom took like 3 hours to make that.
Yes.
What's the difference? Oh, well, she got a chicken and then boiled it and this, that, and the other. And it's like, okay, well.
So your wife bought canned chicken noodle soup. canned biscuits is what you're telling me?
She bought canned biscuits for sure.
Which there's nothing wrong with canned biscuits.
No, because I'm in. Wrong. I love biscuits.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a canned biscuit. Sometimes you just don't, you know, biscuits are a labor of love.
So let me ask you this, because in addition to your dinner tonight, you're making
cornbread.
Cornbread.
Yes. I will never buy cornbread.
Hmm?
I will never buy cornbread.
No, gosh, no.
It's too easy to make.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
In
all honesty, I've been making bread as well. I made bread the other night. I did pork belly and I made a loaf of bread and I cut a slice out and then put the pork belly over the top of the bread.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. How was that?
Good. Very good.
Sounds epic.
Yeah. And then I made bread. It didn't turn out as well as I wanted it to. And I figured out why. But I made cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
And they deflated, unfortunately, overnight. But they checked on them midnight, and they're like, good. But then they deflated as well. And I'm like, oh, man. I cooked them. The insides were good. The outsides didn't look that great. So,
do you have a waffle maker?
I do.
So the next time you make cinnamon rolls, you need to put them in the waffle maker. It's a texture thing.
Yeah.
Because they crisp up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, the interior that I made for like the inside of the cinnamon roll last week was epic.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Please explain.
Full stick of butter. Okay. Like a big stick of butter.
Well, you had me there. All right.
2 cups of sugar.
Okay.
Cinnamon.
Diabetes in a glass.
Cinnamon. Some vanilla extract.
Okay.
And nutmeg.
Ooh.
And I mixed it all together.
Yeah.
I actually used the KitchenAid.
Yeah.
And mixed it all together.
Oh, you got the big tools out.
That's it. That's all it was.
Really? And they were amazing.
You could just eat it by the spoonful.
Oh my God.
I literally go, Avery, try this. And she goes, what is that? And I'm like, because it literally tasted like frosting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty much sugar and butter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. So she helped me roll the dough out. We put it on, and then we cut it and laid them on the baking sheet to rise overnight. And I checked at midnight midway through the night, they were plumping up. They looked so good. And then I woke up in the morning, and they were all deflated. And I'm like,
was the taste still there, though?
The center, so I baked them. The centers were fantastic.
Okay.
But I didn't know. So they deflated, and I'm like, oh, maybe they'll rise again. Maybe they'll rise a little bit. They'll still turn out. So I already made, so I put them in the oven. I made a cream cheese frosting to go with them. And
you know, just, that's your jam, and I can't get on the same boat as that.
The cream cheese frosting?
Nah, I can't.
Oh, do it. Dude, it's so good. Sweet and tangy. Mm.
Ugh. Bitter.
No, there's no bitterness to it.
I can't do it.
No, there's zero bitter. No, you're not doing it right. No. I gotta make it for you.
All right, all right. I believe you, because your baking skills are up to par.
It's three ingredients to make it.
All right.
Legitimately, cream cheese, vanilla extract, and powdered sugar. That's all you need. All
right.
There's a shit ton of sugar.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah, so it didn't turn out, unfortunately. But my wife ate the center. She's like, try this. Like, it's fucking delicious. I'm like, yeah, because the center of the cinnamon roll, like not the bread part, is fucking delicious. That's why it's so good. And so I tried it. I'm like, oh, it's actually pretty good. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
So needless to say, she went to the store and got a package thing of cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Because I already made the delicious frosting. So we ate those.
But. So we have actually kind of tested the theory. And it was more with the kids than us, because I'm not a big sweet fan. But Trader Joe's cinnamon rolls over any other brand. Now, if we're talking store-bought, not homemade, store-bought Trader Joe's takes the ticket.
So the ones that she bought weren't even cinnamon rolls. They were like biscuits, like cinnamon biscuits. It was weird. Yeah.
Did they taste okay? They
tasted good. They tasted fine. But yeah, it was like a cinnamon biscuit. It wasn't like a roll. It was interesting.
I don't know
where she got them from.
With your cornbread tonight, this just popped into my head. So my mother-in-law takes the small little can of Hatch chilies.
I don't do that because of the kids.
She puts it in half. So half for the kids, half for the adults.
Oh, no. I just do one big thing.
Okay.
But what I do in mine is I put honey in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put quite a bit of honey in it. And then I float frozen butter chunks in it.
Okay.
So then when it cooks,
the
butter melts. And then
you've got this down to a science.
I do. Yes. And so it absorbs into the, cause the bread's already, you know, rising, cooking, and then it gets this extra fluid of butter absorbing in there. So when you cut it, there's like little pockets of butter throughout the cornbread.
Chris, I have gained 3 pounds. Listening.
I wonder why I'm so fat sometimes.
Oh,
and the sad thing is I actually eat really well.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you portion control everything.
But it's like,
but you put a stick of butter and some fresh rising dough in it, and it's game over.
The dough, I'm telling you, the dough, I could literally go downstairs right now and make a dough without even looking, like just off the top of my head, just make a dough instantly right now.
So that's why I can't bake. Because you have to follow directions.
I have a basic recipe.
But you have it down.
No, I've literally done this 4 times. And I know, because it's so simple. It's not even, the only thing that you really need to measure is the water, the sugar, the yeast and the flour.
You had me at measure.
But
I don't even have full measuring cups. Like, I've got a mix matched. One of the measuring cups is the dog's food scooper.
I mean, it's literally, it's a tablespoon and a half of sugar,
mm-hmm.
2 1/4 tablespoons of yeast, dry yeast. It's 3/4 cup of warm water and 2 cups of flour. That's it. 2 heaping cups of flour. I don't even measure it exactly.
Yeah. So back to the honey thing. So you mentioned, I wonder why I'm fat. I've got one to one up you. Wonder why I am fat. Let me ask, who has the best honey? Let me ask you that. That's a broad question.
Who has the best honey?
Yep.
My sister.
KFC. KFC. You mean
the fake ass honey?
It says honey on the package. It is literally the best honey.
I will say, the honey from Costco that we have
is
pretty good.
I think we talked about this a couple months ago. I did not know that honey doesn't expire.
Correct. Real honey does not expire.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the KFC... Actually, the KFC honey may never expire with all the preservatives that are in it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, that honey at KFC... I haven't been to KFC in probably 15-plus years. But I remember the mashed potato bowls.
Yeah.
The honey.
Yeah.
And the honey and butter on a biscuit.
Yep. The honey and butter on a biscuit.
Oh, my God.
So that's where I got the butter and the honey in the cornbread.
Yeah.
Is I used to put butter and honey on my corn. I used to make cornbread, and I would just lather it with both. And I go, no, why don't I just make it with it? And what I like is because I cook it in a cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
So it crisps up the edges.
Yep.
It, night and day difference.
Do you have to put the cornbread mixture in the cast iron when the cast iron, you have to preheat the cast iron so it's already hot? Or do you put it in room temperature?
I've done both.
And?
It doesn't really make a difference.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
The only thing I can think of when you mentioned crisp, it may be too crispy if you get that.
Too hot, yeah.
Too hot.
Yeah.
You may get that thing too warm. And
yeah, it doesn't make too much of a difference.
Okay.
I made a dough. And I think I don't know if I sent you a picture of this or not. I made a dough and I made a pizza.
Okay.
But I did it in the cast iron and I did like a Detroit style. So it was like a thick bread.
Yeah.
So like you know how Chicago is deep dish, so
yeah,
cheese and all that, but it was this was Detroit style, so all bread and then your sauce, cheese, and top. I just did a cheese pizza, but I overloaded the cheese, so it would go. So while the bread rose, the cheese went over the edge, and so like this, all the sides were crispy. Oh my gosh, it turned out so good.
Let me ask you this. When you put dough into a cast iron for a pizza,
yeah,
do you have to press the center down and get the edges up, or do you put it everything and just let it rise?
So I put it in. So on this one, what I did was I put it in, I pushed it out, and then I put finger marks in it.
Okay.
And then I let it rise a little bit. Not much.
Okay.
But all right. Yeah, I did it more like how you would do like a focaccia.
Okay.
So,
Trader Joe's again. I mean, I'm just a brand whore, right? So Trader Joe's is my jam. They have a new focaccia bread and it is to die for. And it's actually, it looks like they took the dough and pre-cut the dough. So it all sticks together, but so they didn't go all the way through when they cut it. It kind of looks like they widened it out and then like ran a pizza cutter through it, but didn't go all the way through.
Okay.
Anyway, so when, and then they baked it and whatnot. So when you go to warm it up in the oven or barbecue or whatever you're going to do, those pieces just fall apart when you pull them.
Nice.
And it is to die for.
Do they have the Kringle yet?
My wife has been going the last couple weeks, so I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe I'll have to go.
But they usually put that in like a big bin, right?
Well, it's usually sitting on shelves in a big white bag.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the Christmas one when it comes out Christmas time because it usually has pecans on it.
Pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
Why did you just go revert to...
I don't know. My California side came out. My bad.
Oh, just because you made California chili this morning doesn't mean that you got a
unfortunately, pecan. Unfortunately.
So I got a couple weeks ago for my birthday, someone at work got me a pecan pie from, and if I butcher the name, I apologize, but Ikeeta's.
Yep. I was just going to say from Ikeeta's.
And that was probably the second best pecan pie I've ever had. I had one homemade about a year. Well, it was probably 2 years ago now for my birthday, someone at work who loves to bake, who we don't work with anymore. She did her time and retired. And for her retirement going away, I asked her, I said, hey, since you're leaving, I need a pecan pie out of you. She goes, I've never made one. And I said, I'm willing to risk it.
Yeah.
And it was epic.
God.
Pecan pie.
You know, I'm going to have to request one for the holidays.
You know, I would venture to say.
You know what? I'm not going to request one. I'm just going to make it myself.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. Yeah. I think the way that your brain works with cooking, I believe you in particular could make a killer one.
Yeah. Yeah. Just overload it with pecans.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I'll overload it with pecans.
No, it's not pecans. It's pecans.
And mine will be sugar-free too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll put no sugar in mine.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'll tell myself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm eating diabetes.
Yeah.
I'm eating it.
One thing that I do want to make, going back to the episode, that I want to try is making a tortilla soup.
Okay.
I have not really explored making a good tortilla soup.
So tortilla soup, I think would be similar in, how do I say this? The effort put into it. I think you'd have to go full bore, like a homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. That's what my thought was too.
I think you'd have to boil the chicken, get the stock.
Yeah.
I think it would be killer.
Yeah.
I really do.
But it is.
And I actually.
That's what I should have done. I should have done French onion soup today. That sounds
You've done that a handful of times in the last 6 months. And I think it's time to switch it up.
I haven't made it in 6 months.
Yes, you have. You made it 2 months ago.
French onion soup?
We were here for dinner.
No.
Yes.
When did I? No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yes, you sweated all the onions down. We were here.
I don't think I made French onion soup. I probably did something else with French onions.
I don't think so. I think we had dinner
over. Because it's not soup weather. It's soup weather now.
It is soup weather now. I could have sworn you made French onion soup.
You're thinking last year.
Well, my memory's not that bad.
Well,
possibly. Okay. All right. So French onion soup, you know, another good one that I want to make, and actually you brought up focaccia bread, the traditional focaccia bread that, Trader Joe's has. If you slice it in half, flip it open, a little bit of butter, a lot of cheese, whatever cheese you want, put the top back on, throw it in the oven,
okay,
and make a grilled cheese.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Homemade tomato soup.
Yep, that I was going to say.
I've really been craving that lately.
Now, with your homemade tomato soup, when you roast your tomatoes,
yep,
have you done it where you roast bell peppers with it as well?
No, I've never even thought to do that.
Yeah, so I made one time where I roasted onion, tomatoes and bell peppers together, and then when you blended them all up, oh my gosh,
really?
Yeah.
So on that note, roasting, how would you roast?
So I usually I just cut all everything into fourths, and then little olive oil, salt, pepper, toss them around on a baking sheet.
Okay.
Throw it in the baking, just in the oven on roast, 400 degrees, basically until you get some color on them, and then they soften.
So I have found a new love for making my own marinara sauce.
Okay.
And I've done it twice now. And the first time I thought doing it in the oven, roast, or even a broil, but having the tray more towards the middle, not towards the top.
Yeah.
And I was kind of running out of time And so I thought, well, what about the barbecue?
Yeah.
And so I got the barbecue to about $375. And I did the exact same thing that you mentioned. I didn't cut any, I cut the onions up. I didn't cut the tomatoes. And I olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic seasoning, threw those on the barbecue and let them char up until they were, I don't know, 75% blackened.
Yeah.
And then threw all of that in the blender.
Yeah.
And blended them up.
Yeah.
And then put it in a pot and let it simmer for probably about an hour.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I have not made spaghetti for the kids with jarred tomato sauce.
Nice.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
There is such a difference. I mean, it's drastic.
Oh, 100%. I completely agree.
I did 6 or 7 tomatoes, half of an onion.
Yeah.
And then a whole bushel of basil.
Yeah.
And the color that you get when you do it yourself compared to a jar,
there
is so much food coloring in our food. And the first time I made it, I had a jar of marinara in the pantry and I put it next to it and I thought, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
And I realized I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
This is just filled with garbage.
Yep.
So in the last month and a half, I've made spaghetti twice, and I've made it myself.
Yep.
And there's no going back.
Yeah.
I can't do jar marinara anymore.
Yep. Well, you could. You just jar it yourself.
So that's what I want to do. I actually want to get a jar of tomato or marinara sauce.
Yep.
Use it, but then keep the jar.
Yep.
Make my own and refill it.
Or you just go buy jars.
Where do you go to buy? Because the actual mason jars are super expensive.
You buy a case of those though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they'll last.
Yeah, they will.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a world of a difference.
Oh yeah,
it's a world of a difference.
Because then you got to heat it properly so it seals too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Food for thought. What other soups or meals are on the agenda
for me?
Cold weather.
For me, it's the tomato soup is definitely on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because grilled cheese and tomato soup is always a win.
Yeah.
The French onion soup. I'm a big French onion soup.
Well, you've nailed that recipe.
Yeah,
because we had it a couple months ago. We did
a year ago.
I got to talk to the missus.
So that. Definitely, for sure, I'll do a French onion soup. But I do want to try a chicken tortilla soup.
Mm. That would be good.
Yeah, I want to try it. I will see. I don't know how the kids are going to like it, though.
I think the kids are going to think there's too much going on.
That's my worry.
And the color and the different textures. And
that's why, like, with chili, French onion soup, tomato soup, they're good with those. Those are easy.
Yep, they're easy.
Yeah.
And they're... Technically, they're plain
compared
to all the other ingredients.
Correct.
And I think for kids, especially my kids, and I know your kids well enough, if they visually look at something and think, what's the green thing? What's the, there's something crunchy, there's something soft. There's just too much going on.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they don't eat dinner that night.
Yeah. That's what's for dinner.
That's what's for dinner. You're hungry? You're going to eat it.
Yep. That is true.
Okay, so we've got French onion, we've got chili, we've got homemade tomato soup,
chicken chili.
Yeah. My wife used to make a really good. It was called white chicken chili. And that was killer.
Yeah.
What else? I feel like there's.
I mean, you could make like a beef stew too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be killer.
I'm going to try this, and I haven't done it yet, but I could have done it today. But it's you basically make a meatloaf, and you smoke it. So I've done that. I did that smoked meatloaf.
Yeah.
But you need more time to do it because you want to freeze the meatloaf a little bit.
Okay.
Or get it cold so it's a little bit more solid. And you put it on the smoker, but underneath your smoker, you put your... cast iron pot.
Yeah.
And it's a smoke over chili. So you're smoking the meatloaf.
Yeah.
And the pot that has all the wet ingredients, like your onion, your tomato yeah. sauce and all that.
But is all underneath of it. The juices and
all
fat.
The juices and the fat from the meatloaf drip down into it. And then when you're done, you take the meatloaf, you shred it up
yeah.
and throw it into the pot.
So I'll just say it now. We wonder why we're fat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to collect all yeah. of the little fat drippings.
Yeah.
Those are the best part.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Gosh, that sounds amazing. And you could do that with any other type of meat, too.
Yep. You could do the same thing with your chuck roast that you're going to do mm-hmm. with your traditional Texas chili.
Yeah.
We were talking about at work doing a chili cook-off. And I looked at a couple of coworkers and I said, if you guys want to lose, yeah, we can do this.
You know, the only thing with that is I'd have to somehow get involved. I wouldn't want to embarrass you in front of your coworkers, having an outsider come in who already has two championship chili cook-offs under his belt.
The reason why you have the two championships, though, is because I wasn't invited.
Oh, that's good. You know, I actually almost lost the second one that I did. So I took a jalapeno, I seeded it or de-seeded it, and then chopped it up super fine as I could, threw that in for a little heat.
Yeah.
And the person who took second place only got second place because there was no heat.
Oh.
And so that was the reasoning that I won. It's like, okay, I do like a little bit of heat, but if I, and that was an add-in. That wasn't like,
how many people, my recipe. How many people were judging? Do you know?
There was probably close to, I'd say between 7 and 10.
Dang, that's okay.
Yeah. And there were, the first year there were about 25 people that put in for it. The second year there wasn't as many, probably closer to 20.
We should, do you know what we should do?
You don't even have to tell me. I mean,
we should look up a legit chili contest mm-hmm. and sign up for it.
So now this is dating both of us. Does Rocklin still do the hot?
I don't think so.
Hot chili cool cars.
I don't think so. We'll look it up.
I mean, that was the thing to do when mm-hmm. you and I were younger.
Yep.
And it was in the parking lot on Granite Drive in Rocklin where Jasper's.
Hey, Hot Chili Cool Cars 2025.
What does it say?
Right, free here.
I'll go to the store tonight. Don't tempt me with a good time.
No. It was in September. September 20th.
Okay. So they're still doing it.
They are still doing it.
Okay. So we need to figure out.
We need to figure out next year and how much chili we actually need to make.
I'm in.
Yeah. I think we should do it. It'd be kind of fun.
I think it would be a blast. And, you know, even.
Do we compete against each other, though, or do we do one together? That's the question. Do we want to be rivals?
I think we do one pot. You and I put our heads together, and we do it. We enter one pot.
Okay.
Because we both have the same or similar ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, if we both did our own, you know, you'd come in behind me.
See, you say that. That's where it makes me want to go, listen, we're going to compete against each other now.
Oh, my
goodness. Unfortunately, I don't have a cool car to bring anymore. I wish I had a cool car.
I know.
Have kids, they say.
Have kids, they say. Well, I think that would be definitely something that you and I should do, whether we do it together or we both enter our own. I would love to do that.
Yeah. So September of next year.
So you're on the website. Is there like a get information on how to join?
No. So that's the problem is there's a Facebook, but then there's the Rockland Historical Society, Hot Chili Cool Cars from 11 to 4. It's kind of just like a message board.
So offline, we're going to... Oh, message board.
No, there's literally four people on here.
And is this through the Facebook thing?
No, this is on some other... The Rockland Historical Society. I think the Rotary Club is the one that does it.
Well, this is something that offline we need to take a look at and see if we can get information on how to join, because I would love that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I think it would be fun if we did it together.
Yeah.
Like one pot, you and me.
Yeah. Put our heads together.
Yeah.
Be hilarious.
What would be our secret ingredient?
We can't talk about it on here.
Got it.
Okay. We can talk about it after we win.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like their main stuff is on Facebook, is what it is. Everything's pushing it towards Facebook. Hey, Hot Chili Cool Cars, get off Facebook. Actually do your own website.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny about that Facebook page? It's probably not even run by someone from the Rotary Club. It's probably some John Doe that wanted to make his own page.
Yeah.
But it's at least a start. If we can't find anything, we could message that. I don't know how that works. I don't know Facebook, but we could message them and
I think
see if there's information that we can get from them.
Yeah.
At least it's a start in the right direction.
Correct. Yeah. There we go.
And I
33rd annual is what it would be.
And I actually just came up with, and I'll keep my mouth shut, but what our secret ingredient could be.
I have a couple ideas.
Okay. Well, I've got one.
Yeah, I have a couple.
Well, actually, two. I've got two. One would be better than the other, but one would be better than the other for different reasons. Did that make sense? No.
I'm thinking filet mignon.
Okay, well.
Oh, sorry.
There goes that idea. Thanks to Christopher, our secret weapon.
Our secret weapon, everyone, is going to be filet mignon. So if you want to beat us, you have to put filet mignon in yours.
You know, so now that you've said it, I'll say my other one. I think filet mignon would be great for just how tender it is, but using ribeyes due to the fat content.
I think one-upping that, too. I think using Japanese A5 Wagyu ribeyes.
Chris, we need to be able to afford to put this together.
No, if they want to beat us, they have to use Japanese A5. Oh, I
see what you're doing here.
Yes,
yeah.
Wagyu ribeyes and Japanese A5 Wagyu
beef tallow.
Filet mignons and beef tallow.
Yeah.
All A5.
That's what we got to do. We got to trick them into using it so they can't afford it.
Correct.
Yes. And then we have to save up for the next year.
Correct.
All right.
Well, no, we're not going to use it at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
I'm in.
But yeah, we are going to use A5 Wagyu on everything.
Hey, serious question though. Do you still have any of that tallow?
I think so.
You should put a dollop in your chili.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Fat content too.
Yeah.
God, I'm brilliant. See?
Yeah.
This is why we need to do it together.
Okay. Yeah, so we can win together.
Yes.
So there's not a loser in the room.
Correct. Correct. But I came up with the idea.
Okay.
It's mine. So we're both winners, but I was one that came up with it. That would be great. Why don't we start there? Why don't you message that Facebook and see if you can get any info?
I think we just got to wait till they announce the next one. I'll follow it and then we'll keep track of it.
All right.
But
that would be fun. Yeah. And the kids would have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I recall correctly, they had a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a total family event.
Correct.
That's cool that they still do it because they've gotten rid of a lot of things that you and I grew up with.
Yeah.
Well,
they do it at Quarry Park, too.
Okay.
So
the Jubilee.
Yeah.
Is no longer. I think they still do something.
Yeah, but it's not
the same. It's not the Jubilee that you and I grew up going to. That was the name of it, right?
Yep.
Rockland Jubilee. Okay. Jinx.
Yep.
You owe me a cactus drink.
Oh, I'll give you a cactus cooler.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Gross.
Dude, so good. 39 grams of sugar, my man.
Per 12 ounces.
Yep.
And there were 96 ounces in that cup.
That 2 liter has six servings in there. I'm going to drink all six servings today.
I'm joking. Chris is going to have diabetes by 7.
I'm joking. Completely joking.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
God, that'd be awful.
You wouldn't feel well, I guarantee.
I'm not having any more for the rest of the day. I literally got the craving that I needed.
Yeah. And your sugar content for the next 4 days.
Correct. And I am going to pound water like no other.
Ugh. Okay. All right. So. Well, as long as you got your craving out.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Well, you have anything else?
I think that's it. I'm super excited. We figured out the chili thing.
Yeah. Dude, we're winning that shit.
We are.
Yeah.
And those suckers are going to spend $900 on their one pot.
Yeah.
Idiots. Idiots.
I mean, so are we. We're going to spend.
Oh, that's right.
No, we're going to spend. Too. You know what? $900. We're going to spend double that.
Yep.
We're going to make sure we have more meat than anyone else. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I think even better, we're going to buy the best smoker we can just to smoke it on, too. So we're going to spend a crazy amount of money.
I'm in.
Yeah. You want to beat us? You have to spend the same amount.
Yep. Idiots.
Yeah.
They're not even going to be able to pay the entry fee.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Okay. We're going
to
win.
Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe
on all our social media platforms. And
a very special thank you to our Patreon members.
Tron Patreon.
We could not do this without you guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Outro.